Welcome to the Entrepreneurs Visiting Victor podcast with Victor Dadage, where you'll hear stories and strategies to help increase your sales and grow your business. Here's your host, Victor Dadage.
All right, welcome to Entrepreneurs Visiting Victor. I'm your host, Victor Dadage. I hope you're having an amazing day today. Today we have two awesome guests. First of all, in March of 2017, at the age of 55, this guy stepped on a scale and it read 304 pounds. Naturally, panic set in, and it was the day after his 31st wedding anniversary, and three thoughts ran through his mind. Number one, he could not recall ever meeting a 65-year-old man that was more than 100 pounds overweight. His experience as a life insurance professional told him that he had less than 10 years to live. Second, he would likely be known as his wife's first husband, since he would probably be dead in less than 10 years. And third, that all the dreams he had hoped to accomplish in the future would be cut short by his obesity. In the state of panic while standing on the scale, he reached for his cell phone and snapped the picture, because at that moment, he made the decision to never see those numbers on a scale that he stood on again. Fast forward 260 days later, he stepped on the same scale and weighed 175 pounds. He conquered a lifelong battle with obesity in 260 days. His wife also lost 63 pounds in 190 days. And since then, they had actually been on dozens and dozens of diets and exercise plans and had never been able to take off the weight. Today, they coach their clients to lose weight. The process known as Rethink Dieting gets incredible results, but they never tell anyone what to eat or what exercise to do, but their clients unlock their potential as the weight releases. So let's welcome Alan and Angie Thomas. How are you guys doing today?
Right, Victor. Thank you.
We're right. Thank you for having us here. It's awesome to be with you.
All right. It's great to have you guys here. I'd like to first hear your story. How'd you guys wind up becoming, and you definitely have a great story to share, but tell me how it began. How'd you guys wind up becoming entrepreneurs?
Oh, that's totally an accident. It started with massive failure in the beginning. So that was really, and the failure was that 304 pound scale reading that you referred to just a little while ago. And what happened with us is as Angie and I together lost, over 190 pounds together, obviously people come to you and they ask you, hey, what did you do? And all this. And it was so interesting. And you mentioned that in our work with Rethink Dieting, we never tell people what to eat and what exercise to do. And one of the reasons, I'll tell you a funny story. I wasn't intended to share this, but it really bears repeating, because it led to the entrepreneurial piece. We had a friend of a friend reach out to us who had a lot of weight to lose, and they asked what we ate, to lose that weight. And I told them, and we ate very healthy. We didn't starve ourselves. It was not crazy. And it was just so funny. This individual, this lady was in the cosmetic industry, and she became a microbiologist already at that moment, and was dissecting, oh, I couldn't do that. No, that's wrong. And this is wrong. And I had thought of this question while talking to her. I said, well, what did you have for lunch? And she said, well, I went to Taco Bell. And I said, awesome, Taco Bell. That's really tasty. What'd you have there? And she had this myriad of food that would probably, with all the additives and things, would probably kill us over time period. And my next natural question for her was, what'd you have for dessert? And she had Kit Kats. I remember all this. And I said, hey, God bless you. I hope everything works out for you. Goodbye. And I got off the phone and I said to Angie, I will never tell another soul as long as I live what to eat, because that is not the problem. And that's really where it started. It started there. And not long after that, somebody reached out to me, said, man, would you coach me with what you did? And I really didn't want to do it, because I said, having failed so miserably for 35 years, I didn't really feel, I felt like it wasn't my place to do it, but I heard myself when he was talking, and what ended up transpiring. And I told him, I said, I'll never tell you what to eat. I said, do you have to change what you eat? Of course you do. That's common sense. Do you have to exercise? Well, if you're healthy enough to, and most people are, that's common sense too. I said, but that's not the root problem. And I said, if you follow the steps that I went on, and I'll retrace them with you, we can help you a lot. And that individual, lost, what it was, 70, 80 pounds. But it was interesting. What's more impactful for Angie and I is the potential that got unlocked. He ran his first mile that he'd ever run in his life at age 49. He's started a business as an entrepreneur. They've been terrified to start, and now he has clients all over the world. And it all started there with coming out of the shame of obesity. And we scratched our head and we said, gosh, this may be something. Originally, we started just working with men. And then very quickly, Angie was getting a lot of requests too. So we started incorporating ladies in the process. And we've been doing this for almost about 5 years actually now, or a little over 5 years. So, but totally by accident, I can assure you.
Wow, no, thanks for sharing that. Totally by accident. You had Master Philly for 35 years, and you made a decision one day, because you don't want to be known as Angie's first husband.
I
And you
bet
want
I made that decision.
Exactly. You made that decision. Not only are you healthy and doing well, but she's also doing well and is healthy. So you lost 190 pounds. She altogether you lost 190 pounds. And it's very interesting. You brought up the woman that says, she says she went to Taco Bell, had some unhealthy food and also Kit Kats. And then you decide after that never to tell a person what to eat. But of course, you did mention people do have to change some part of
Oh,
it.
sure.
There's no question. So there's no question. We can get into that more later. But you said one person came up to you, said he saw what you guys were doing, said, can you coach you to do what you did? And then that's when a light bulb went on. And then and you helped this person out, and he lost 70 to 80 pounds, ran his first marathon at age 49.
No, ran his first mile. He'd
Oh,
never
ran
run a
first
mile.
mile. I'm sorry, ran his first mile. My
First,
bad.
we've had people run marathons since, but he had never actually run a mile and lived in
Wow.
all the shame. When you're in junior high school, they want you to run a mile for the physical fitness challenges and all that. And he was always sidelined, and he actually, it's pretty wild. He actually had family fly in to where he lived. They found out that he was doing it. It bring tears to your eyes. He filmed the whole thing, or one of his family members filmed the whole thing of him running that very first mile in his life at age 49. So it's crazy.
They actually surprised him. They flew in, were there, and just showed up at the field where he was had planned to run this. It was so it's chills. I mean, it gives you chills to think about that.
And that's beautiful. And they caught it on film. And then that was the first time you've ever ran a mile. So, and you mentioned the shame of obesity, because I think a lot of people don't understand this. People that are overweight, they think that they enjoy being weight. Most they don't. They want to lose it. They don't enjoy being weight. They can't. They want to change it. And they feel ashamed. A lot of people criticize them for it. They look down upon them. And it's like they blame them. But a lot of times you just don't know what to do. And a lot of times they want to get out of it, but they don't know how to. So I'm glad you brought that, because I don't think there's a good number of people who are not aware of the shame and the guilt that they feel of being overweight and obese. So I'm glad you brought that up. So, and I'm glad, and so was that guy you helped, was that really what inspired you to continue this
It
coaching for the
really,
last 5 years?
yes, it really was. Yeah, I had. I mean, one of my mentors who is a he actually just passed away, Dan Miller. He had 19 years a mentor of ours, and he said, "Man, you ought to coach people with weight loss." And I said, and I laughed at him. He actually said that to me a couple of months before this individual reached out to me, and I laughed at him. I said, "That is the silliest thing I've ever heard." And I said, "I was just a miserable failure." But what's interesting is, when you dig deep with people who struggle with obesity, like Angie and I did, it's an unspoken acceptance in society. But it's so interesting how, especially as entrepreneurs, how many entrepreneurs we run into that aren't working to their potential because of the fact that they have the shame around obesity. They won't reach out for a client because they're worried how they're going to look. They won't go to a meeting and stand up and really do the hard part of the entrepreneur journey, which is making individual contact because of that obesity. And it's on their mind all the time, and it becomes this extra emotional weight, not physical weight, that really would stop them. And I knew that all too well. I mean, I knew that better than as good as anybody knows it. But if you get, and Victor, what's interesting too is if you ask somebody what the weight they were created to be at their present age, they always know the answer. I've asked this question thousands of times, literally, and I've never had anybody not know the answer. And it's not something on a chart, but it's something they know. And then the second thing is, if you ask somebody, regardless of whether they've been on a diet before in their life. I actually had a client who was almost 500 pounds that he said, but what am I going to eat? Since he said, Alan, I've never been on a diet. And I said, okay, well, let me just walk you through it. I said, if your family was held at gunpoint and the only way to get them back alive was to lose 1 pound moving towards that ideal weight that you identified, which was more than 100 pounds, you know, extensively more than 100 pounds from where he was. Okay, what would you do? And it was interesting. He went very quiet we were on a telephone call, and he went very quiet on that call. And I thought he hung up on me almost. And he said, I've got it. I know what I'll do. And he was dead serious. It makes me laugh now to hear what he said, but he was dead serious. He said, I'll eat less than I'm eating. And I said, that's where you start. And it's so interesting. You know, that led to him dropping nearly 200 pounds from where he started at. But what was so interesting was we have to take responsibility for our what we do. And if we abdicate it to the diet and exercise mentality, again, you have to change. People come to the same conclusion. You have to make changes. You're not going to sit and eat those single serving sizes of Doritos that say family on them for some reason all day long and lose weight. I mean, it's just not going to work. But at the end of the day, every person is an individual. And if they become an expert on themselves, they'll get results. It works every time. It just does.
All right. So you definitely made some really good points there. Yeah, no, you mentioned 33 years of failure. Here's the thing: you're only a failure if you give up, and in the end, did not give up. It took you. Like some people, everyone varies. Some takes 1 or 2 years, 3 years. Some take 10 years. Your kid's 35 years. Everyone varies, but the only real failure is the one who gives up, and you guys did not. And because of that, for the last 5 years, you guys have been able not only to have healthier lives now, but make a difference in a lot of other people's lives. And you mentioned you talked to that guy, and you mentioned a lot of entrepreneurs, they don't reach their full potential because of the shame of obesity. They're afraid to do stuff, make those calls, or see how they look. So it does affect a lot of people. And you gave the example. You told this guy, if you had a family at gunpoint, you had to lose 1 pound, what would you do? And then, you know, when something's really important enough to you, if it's a priority, if it's a big priority, you'll come up with a way. So if you take care of your family, you know, take care of your kids, whatever, you will find a way to do it. It's like, that's what I need to. So then he figured out what to do. And eventually he said, I think he lost 200 pounds later on after all that. And you mentioned you have to take responsibility and make those changes. That's ultimately what it comes down to. And so would you say one of the things that you have to do is really, you know, mentioned responsibility, is have first start off with that mindset shift? Is that the first thing that needs to happen?
Yeah. It's 95% mindset, 5% strategy. I mean, it really is for everybody. And for example, we all know what to do, but it's just sticking with it and staying the course. We think we always have tomorrow, and we think we always have more time. And what you mentioned, you know, earlier, just talking about the mindset shift, the impact that it can have. You know, one of our clients, what I ask of all our clients is when they have those magical things that happen that have nothing to do with their health, have nothing to do with their, I mean, we want them to be healthy. We want them to live a long time, but there's going to be things that occur when you get free of the shame of obesity. And it was so interesting. One of these clients, he called me from New York City, where you are. And he said, hey, Alan, he said, they were just talking about me and you from stage. I said, who was? And he said, well, the CEO of my corporation, he's with a corporation that has more than 40,000 employees. And he said, I just won the International Sales Award. And he said, it was my weight loss journey that caused it. And I said, really? And what was so interesting to me, I was scratching my head. I said, wait a minute. I said, when did you move out of the operations area of your company? He was in operations for a long time. He said, that's why I'm calling you. He said, I'm not in sales. He said, I'm still in operations. I'm the first individual in the history of the company that's won the International Sales Award because of my weight loss journey. And he said, you made me promise to tell you when these magical things happen. He said, I guess this qualifies, doesn't it? And I said, yeah, you think? But it was all started with the mindset. It all started with eradicating the shame. It all started with just being honest. You know, we, Victor, we lie to ourselves so much. and tell ourselves, because we have to build these, or at least I did, I had to build these coping mechanisms why, you know, it was okay to be 100 and something pounds overweight. It was okay that, you know, sure, I was still young. I wasn't on much medication or any medication. I had all these reasons why it was okay. But inside, man, I was dying. And that's what we run into so much. I mean, people who are successful and they haven't even tapped into the success they could potentially have. If they, and it really, really is so interesting. We've seen it over and over and over again.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. You mentioned that we always think we have more time and we don't, especially if you're really, really overweight. Then, and you could talk about it in another minute or two. There are so many health issues involved because the more weight you are, you're prone to so many health issues, including heart disease and stuff like that. And people don't realize that, you know, you just don't know when you can go, you know, the more overweight you are. So one thing I was just thinking of, and I think sometimes it seems like sometimes people get really frustrated because I think they don't understand the compound effect, because small changes over a long period of time leads to great results. So if they don't see results in the first week or two or three, they're like, this doesn't work. But if there are things going on in the body, but if they just keep going, maybe after like a month or two, they're like, hey, I'm starting to lose a little bit of weight. A lot of people think, I haven't lost anything, it's been a week or two. It's like going to the gym, working out twice in a week and you don't have huge muscles, you think, oh, it's a scam. No, it's not. It's a thing, you have to be patient. I mean, great things take time. So, you know, definitely, you know, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's honestly, it so parallels the entrepreneurial journey too. I mean, it's so interesting. I mean, when somebody starts a business, and we've had businesses, as I told you before we got on the call, I owned my own clothing store with two partners for over 20 years. In South Carolina, actually. And so I've been an entrepreneur, but we all think that the minute we hang a shingle out, whether it's online or whether we start as an entrepreneur in whatever field, we think the next day we're going to be Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk. I mean, it just doesn't happen that way. And with obesity, I mean, one of our clients that's so interesting, when people apply for our program, we always really want to make sure we can help them. So there's no button to push to our services. And this individual was what I call a unicorn. He was 70 years old, 388 pounds, heart attack survivor, walked with a walker, fused vertebrae. So exercise is off the table, and he'd been struggling with obesity since he was 18 years old. But he had traits that we were able to identify that we could get him out of his struggle. And it was interesting. I told him, I said, this is going to be hard. You're not going to have it as easy as somebody who can move easily and go to the gym and that, because that's not even an option for you. I said, but you can positively get this done if you'll stay the course. And what's interesting is about a week ago, he sent me a picture of his scale. He's down almost 170 pounds and he's alive. He's still alive. And it's interesting because he built that do not quit muscle that we work on. That's what we work on. I mean, people ask me, how are you able to get these people who've never been able to lose weight to lose weight? I said, so we teach them how not to quit. I mean, we teach them how not, because it's just like an entrepreneur. I mean, I'm sure you've read Think and Grow Rich and probably more than once. And I mean, the story, I believe it was Darby who stopped 3 feet from goal. We always stop. And that was me, because I was looking, and that's where the diet industry, I think, really has had its challenges, is they say they want people to believe there's this magic pill. And if any of your listeners find a magic pill, please send me a box or a case. I'll pay that have no side effects, no problems, nothing, because they don't exist. You have to be willing to put in the world. All these drugs that are on the market now, they have tons of side effects, and they work for weight loss if you live through the drug. Taking it, but the challenge with them is that once you come off, the weight comes back on. When you have the surgeries, I mean, the surgery, we've counted a lot of clients who've been through weight loss surgery, gained it back. When you've got to change the mindset, you've got to change the thinking, or nothing will work. And there is no magical diet. They all work at some level. There is no magical exercise plan. They all work at some level. It's the individual that has to take the action to get the results over the period of time, or it won't work. And that tenacity that an entrepreneur has, has to have is very much is a very interesting parallel. And we see that a lot. Our best clients are people who have been entrepreneurs. In fact, the guy I mentioned to you, the reason I knew we could help him is he had 45 years in the real estate as a successful real estate agent. And he'd been through five recessions and stayed in the business. So that's pretty good example of an entrepreneur that worked. It was parallel. Yeah.
No, absolutely. It's great. You mentioned the fact there's a lot of parallels between diet and the industry and the way the entrepreneurs work. They have to have that don't quit outside. Develop those don't quit muscles you talked about, because a lot of people don't have it. You mentioned the example of Darby from Three Feet from Think and Grow Rich, when he quit 3 feet from the goal. Somebody, he sold some guy. Guy had got some engineer. He found his goal 3 feet later. He made all this money. He was so angry, but he learned from that lesson because he became one of the top insurance salesmen in the country. Sold $1 million of insurance, which back in the 30s was really a lot of money. And he said he never learned to take that first no as a definite no. He would persist, and he would get a lot of those no's to turn into yes. So he learned from that. So that's like, it's okay to make mistakes. We're always going to make mistakes, but if you can learn from your mistakes, that's fine. Unfortunately, some people don't learn. And you know, you gave some examples there, like that operations guy who won that prize as the, even though he was still in operations, you know, international sales. I think that was really great. And he changed. And you mentioned the unicorn guy, the 70-year-old guy who weighed 388 pounds when he first came. He was on a walker. He was a heart attack survivor, and he really couldn't exercise. But working with you, he lost 170 pounds, and he's doing so. That means he's like a little bit over 200 now, which is great. He's still alive. He's doing well. So yeah, I think a lot of it starts with a mindset shift. And I agree with you. I work as a holistic health coach. I can tell you, a lot of people have been taught by their doctors, by dietitians, by society, there's a magic pill for everything. There is not. You know, if you're 150 pounds overweight, you're not going to lose 150 pounds in 2 days. It's not going to happen. No. Wishes you might. Not even a genie is going to do it for you. You have to, but a lot of people think this, whenever they go to a doctor, they think a certain magic pill is going to change everything. Like you said, so many drugs will help you lose weight. But like you said, not only do they have bad side effects, but often when you get off it, the weight just comes back on. And you know what? They're even more frustrated than they were before. So that's the other thing they don't talk about. Well, there's a lot of people that gain the weight back. They're really frustrated and just, and their mindset is just totally messed. They just don't believe they can change it. So, and I agree, you got to really start with the mindset shift. So what are some of the other things you would recommend to people who are, you know, they say they've been away for a long time, they've been struggling for 10, 15 years, and they really want to get to that ideal weight, but they want to be able to lose weight and keep it off and not have those yo-yo back and forth. So they lose 50 pounds, gain it back, and, you know, so they can avoid that. What are some things you could recommend to the people listening to this interview?
Well, one of the first things, honestly, is to get completely brutally honest with yourself. And I mean, where you are and where you are in your present journey, and be willing to do the work, the inner work to change that identity that you've developed. Because what happens is, as I said earlier, the people around us get very comfortable with us at our present weight, whether they say it or not, they do. Because they've gotten comfortable. So you releasing your weight or losing weight, however you want to frame it, you losing that weight will threaten a lot of those people. So don't expect to get encouraged by people around you. They're not going to necessarily do it. One of the biggest things is to build the belief in yourself that you can do it. That's huge. I mean, obviously there's a million different diets out there. Pick one, for crying out loud, pick one and see if it works. I mean, and what's interesting, we talk about that in one of our trainings, it's just pick it and stop being the perfectionist that thinks that it won't get done. Get the data. But more than anything, and I know for me, standing on that scale, like you read that that in the intro, standing on the scale for me, I really realized that I would very, very likely be my wife's first husband. Okay. Because I mean, I worked in the senior market of insurance, which is 65 and older predominantly. And I had never, in thousands of interviews, I couldn't remember one man over 65, more than 100 pounds overweight. Now there's a few out there, unicorns, like I talked about the gentleman earlier, but the reality was, it was, if I didn't change, she was going to be married to somebody else because I'd be dead. And people say, well, it won't happen to me. Well, you know, you might want to check the data, because the data shows, depending on which study you read, somewhere between every 7 and 11 seconds, somebody dies of an obesity-related death. While we've been talking, there have been dozens of people that have passed away from it. Every day, 90,000 more people, over 90,000 more people are added to the obesity rolls worldwide. That's the worldwide number. We're approaching a billion number obese worldwide. It is the biggest problem. And I know that a lot of people who don't struggle with their weight might not understand that, but look around. It's just so getting real and developing the identity of the person that you were created to be. I mean, for example, it's resetting your thermostat for your identity. I mean, when you have the identity of the fat man or the fat woman making jokes about yourself all the time, and I use the word fat because that's what I called myself. I don't mean to be derogatory of anybody else, because at the end of the day, if people know if they're at their ideal weight, the weight they're created to be, but if they're at that weight, then realize that if you're over that weight, that you're going to have to make changes, and you likely gained the weight somewhere between 5 to 7 pounds a year. And if you were just dropping 1 pound a week, you're losing it typically 12 times faster than you gained it. So when people say to us, slow and steady wins the race, my eyes glaze over and I want to scream. I really do. Because if you're losing 1 pound a week, you're probably losing it 12 times faster than you gained it. That's fast. It's relative. It's a relative number. And so be patient with yourself and don't think that you're going to lose it all in, you know, 2 months, 3 months. We released our weight very quickly because we put ourselves in a position where there was no escape. You have to put yourself in that position where failure is not an option. And if you realize, and you talked about the levels of obesity, and I have individuals, and a lot of people reach out to us. Sometimes people come to our calls and they're not ready to, that we think would be a fit, aren't ready to enroll in one of our enrollment coaches. Was following up with a man who was only 30 something pounds overweight, and he was in his late 60s. And when the follow-up call was done, he was dead. He got the widow. And so you're not promised tomorrow. I mean, you're just not, you don't know. I mean, I could get hit by a pizza truck this afternoon personally, but at the end of the day, I mean, if think about this, if there's something that you could do, and what I'm leading to, and I don't mean to ramble, but have a huge reason why you do it. I had my wife, Angie, I had our four children who are now all grown. My youngest at the time was 15. I had this belief that I was created for something in my future that I hadn't experienced yet. I had no idea that it was related to the weight I was carrying between my elbows. And if you don't get leverage on yourself, you'll never get it done. So you have to have maximum. I mean, Archimedes, who was a guy that lived a long time ago, said, if you give me a lever long enough and a place to set it, I can move the world. And that's what you have to have. You have to have leverage. So that those pieces, the getting real with yourself and just starting something, having, you know, knowing that there's going to be data involved, but really there's no weight loss plan that really begins with the diet or exercise. It all begins with the reason you're doing it. So getting that leverage is huge.
Now, like you mentioned, having that major reason why, you know, the reason for doing it. You mentioned your wife and your four kids. You know, you want to be there. You know, so yeah, you know, you don't want her to be married to someone else. He says, I want to be with her, for many, many years, for another 30, 40 years. I want to be with my wife. So that's such a strong incentive. You know, some people's like, I want to give my daughter away, you know, when she gets married. So I want to be around when she does. So it's that kind of why it will help them change the way they do things. And like you say, you have to be honest with yourself. A lot of times we're not. We make up excuses. And you said we get into a comfort zone. We're comfortable with the things we're doing. So, yeah, we're not happy what we're doing, but we know what to expect. The people around us know what to expect. And you mentioned some of the people around you may not be happy with you trying to change your life, trying to do things better. And that there's a parallel in the entrepreneur world as well, because lots of you try to, you know, change your life, a lot of people will not support you. So that's something you have to be aware of. You may not get all the support that you feel you would get and that you should get. So don't let that stop you. And you mentioned just pick a diet and do it. A lot of people just procrastinate. Don't be a perfectionist. Perfectionism leads to procrastination. Just pick one, get started on it. and you know, do your inner work. Look at how you look at yourself, because I think how you look at yourself, you're right, makes a big difference. Visualize the kind of person you want to be. I think visualization can be extremely powerful, and I think something that also helps. Let me know if you agree. I think our self talk very often really sabotages ourselves, and a lot of times the self talk we do to ourselves is very unconscious, and people don't realize if you don't take care of yourself, so to sabotage you, you're gonna probably fail at this. You got to work on that. Would you agree?
No doubt about it. I mean, and this self-talk, and I did it so many years. I mean, Angie, you may want to speak to how I used to talk about myself.
We were in New Jersey, in fact, at a meeting. We were on the elevator going down, you might remember, and some other folks got on the elevator, and he made a joke about his weight, and there was still room. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I felt so terrible that he said that about himself. You know, it hurt me that he was thinking those things. And it does affect the people around you. It affected me. I mean, to be honest, I mean, I was embarrassed that he admitted to that, you know, in front of strangers, if you will. But also, you don't realize who else your weight impacts. And Alan, it was that morning when he saw 304 pounds. Mm-hmm. But for years prior, when we had that last kiss at night, I wondered if my husband would be alive the next morning. I never shared that with him because I wasn't the nagging wife. His mother was always on him about his weight, and I let her do that. But I knew he was an adult, and it was up to him. I'd done what I could with preparing the right meals, if you will, for years and years and years. But yes, our children said a couple of things over the years, and I kept that to myself until... after he made the decision.
It impacts everybody. And when piggyback on one of the things Angie's saying, yeah, it's interesting. My mom, when I started to release the weight, she said, oh, you're getting too thin now. Because I was like, no, but in fact, it was so interesting. My personal physician, I had about midway through my weight loss journey, hold or something, went in for just a routine kind of visit. And he said, oh my gosh, you dropped like 60, 70 pounds of the 129 I lost. And he said, what are you doing? I said, what are you doing for exercise? That's the first thing he asked. It was really unusual. He lives a couple blocks from us. And I like to bicycle. I'm not like a competition cyclist or anything like that. We cycle it. But I was just like riding bicycle for a little bit of exercise. I said, well, you see me. I said, what do you think exercise has to do with weight loss, though? And I was really shocked. My personal physician, he said, zero. And I said, what do you mean? He said, because people laying in the hospital bed can lose weight. He said, it's not healthy. It's healthier if you lose weight while exercising and being active and all that. And he said that, but the next thing he said really caught my attention. He said, Alan, he said, they're going to, where are you going to? And I told him my ideal weight. He said, that's a good weight for you. He said, people around you are going to tell you you're getting too thin. You won't be. He said, they're just not used to seeing you that thin. He said, but I have a lot of geriatric patients. And he said, those patients that are over 70, he said, they have one common denominator that all the thin ones have that the other ones don't have. And I said, what's that? He said, they live. He said, they live. And I said, really? And that stuck with me. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. He said, people are going to discourage you from losing it. But what's so interesting is, it's almost like, and not to get spiritual on you, but it's almost like the creator of the universe gives us this crazy challenge where, you know, you have to eat to live. You do have to eat. You can't starve yourself. You'll prove you're human if you do that, and you'll die. So, but you have to eat. You also have to have some self-control. And it's almost like when you get self-control in an area that you struggle with, whether it's obesity, whether it's alcoholism, whether it's finances, whatever, it's almost like other areas of your life, especially in entrepreneurship, start opening up. They start opening up and you start getting these aha moments. I mean, we've seen clients reach success levels that had nothing to do with their weight. That just blows us away. And so, but anyway, it's fun to see it because the diet industry wants you to think there's a magic pill, but I'm going to tell this to everybody on there. There is no land of eat as much as you want, whenever you want, in whatever you want. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist on this earth, maybe on another planet somewhere that I've never been to, but it's that land in maintaining your weight and maintaining a healthy life. That doesn't exist. So quit looking for it, number one.
I agree. That's some really great stuff you just shared. I totally agree. You've shared some really awesome stuff. So, you know, Alan and Angela, I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show. I really love the stories you share, both of yourself and the people you helped. I learned a lot. I'm sure the people listening learned a lot. And if people want to get in touch with you guys, what is the best way for them to contact you?
Best way, Angie and I actually created a training for your audience, this specifically for your audience. If they'll go to transformmyfuture.com/Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, and after you there. So it is transformmyfuture.com/Victor. And they can watch a training that we recently did, which is a 5-step strategy that Angie and I use to lose our weight and how we teach our clients to do it. And it's totally free. There's nothing to buy. It's our gift for your audience that are listening. We hope it blesses them.
Sounds great. Thanks so much again for being on the show. Have yourselves a great day.
You too. Thank you so much, Victor. God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you've enjoyed listening, please smash that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our amazing episodes. Please also leave a 5-star rating review and have an awesome day.